Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta, and we're still trying to wrap up Week 15 across the NFL on Tuesday, December 21st. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We begin with Game 1 of the Monday Night Football doubleheader between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cleveland Browns. Of course, the Browns dealing with COVID issues, as is the rest of the NFL. They were without quarterback Baker Mayfield, backup quarterback Case Keenum, and head coach Kevin Stefanski in this one. The Browns at 7-6 were looking to keep their playoff hopes alive with the potential win over the Raiders on Monday evening. And the Raiders' season isn't buried just yet. They're still on that playoff bubble, but they were going to have to do it on Monday without tight end Darren Waller. We jump ahead to the third quarter in this one where the Raiders lead 10-0. The Cleveland absences due to the COVID outbreak were showing up in a big way in this game. Then Derek Carr was sacked by Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah and fumbled the football. Just the break the Browns were looking for, Carr actually left the game briefly with a leg injury, but was able to return. That turnover led to the Browns' first points of the game when Nick Chubb rushed for a 4-yard touchdown on third and goal to make the game 10-7. Raiders had another field goal, and we fast forward to the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter, where the Browns face a fourth and goal, and Nick Mullins finds Harrison Bryant for the score. Browns take the 14-13 lead with just under 4 minutes to go in the game. Derek Carr was trying to make a play on the following drive, pushing the ball downfield to Zay Jones, but it's a bad pass and he gets picked off by Greedy Williams. Browns can't put the game away and they give the ball back to the Raiders. Derek Carr gets the ball back with 1:50 to go, drives down the field to put them in position for a Daniel Carlson game winner.
This one counts and the Raiders have won it.
Raiders win it 16-14 as the Browns put up a valiant effort, being short 18 total players due to their COVID outbreak. Browns fall to 7-7, and the Raiders keep their playoff chances alive, improving to 7-7. Before the Vikings and Bears Monday night NFC showdown, Randy Moss made the announcement to Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson that he's been selected to go to his second Pro Bowl in his second NFL season. Seems like it was shaping up for Jefferson to have a monster night. Add in that all four of the Chicago Bears' starting defensive backs were not available. That includes cornerback Artie Burns, cornerback Jalen Johnson, safety Eddie Jackson, and safety Tashawn Gibson were all out in this game. And as expected, Jefferson got the scoring going early with a 12-yard touchdown.
From the Chicago 13 on 3rd and 5, Cousins throwing for Jefferson, got it! Touchdown, Vikings!
It didn't really get much better in this game as the Bears just couldn't get out of their own way, turning the football over 3 times. Kirk Cousins finishes the game with only 87 yards passing, but the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields did find a way to tack on a touchdown on the final play of the game to make it 17-9. Vikings win, and they've got a contest against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday, and the Bears will travel to Seattle. Bad news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as an MRI confirmed on Monday that Bucs wide receiver Chris Godwin tore his ACL in Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. Godwin's done for the year. He played this season under the franchise tag, and now he heads into an offseason coming off of a major injury looking to get paid. Running back Leonard Fournette's also expected to miss some time, but he did manage to avoid a major injury. Same goes for wide receiver Mike Evans, who's dealing with a hamstring injury and could be in doubt this week. A total of 47 players were placed on the reserve COVID list on Monday, all as a result of a positive test. That's the most ever for a single day in the NFL. As I mentioned, COVID issues continue to plague the entire NFL. The Chargers announced they are placing Joey Bosa, Austin Eckler, and Corey Linsley on the COVID-19 list. Bosa is unvaccinated, so he has already been ruled out for Sunday's contest per head coach Brandon Staley. The Kansas City Chiefs placed tight end Travis Kelce on the reserve COVID list, but he is vaccinated, so there's still a chance he could be back before Sunday's contest against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They also placed kicker Harrison Butker as well as cornerback Charvarius Ward on the COVID list. The Denver Broncos confirmed that quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was released from the hospital on Monday. In their words, Teddy is doing well. He now enters the NFL's concussion protocol. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who has been dealing with an ankle injury, is expected to start on Tuesday against the Washington football team. Hurts was questionable headed into this game, but it sounds like he's going to be good to go. The Miami Dolphins got a boost on Monday, however, as they activate wide receiver Jalen Waddle and running back Philip Lindsay off the COVID-19 list. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said that he is hopeful quarterback Lamar Jackson will be able to practice this week and possibly make his return. Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says that running back Joe Mixon is going to be limited in practice this week with an ankle injury. The Detroit Lions, after a huge win over the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, did place quarterback Jared Goff on the COVID-19 list. On Monday, the NFL did confirm the first five players who have been named to the 2021 Pro Bowl. The list includes Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady, Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald, Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp, Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, and Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. The full Pro Bowl rosters will be announced on NFL Network on Wednesday, December 22nd. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, December 21st. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a kind rating and review. Don't forget, we're in the five-star business here at the SB Nation NFL show. Stay tuned later today. It's The Oddcast with Rob Stats-Guerrera and BLG. I'm Steven Serda. I'll talk to you soon.